Mayor Al Dwyer says he's calling for a council meeting Monday at noon. They'll be discussing a termination agreement drawn up by attorneys for the city manager and the city. Also on the agenda, filling the city manager's job until a permanent replacement is named. Dwyer says he will not ask the city clerk or any city department head to fill in as acting manager.
I just don't want them to have that burden, that tension. And the morale is pretty low right now. With the department heads and other employees, and I don't want to add to that. So what I was going to do was sign any checks over $5,000. You know, that the charter allows me to do that, but the charter is also very, very clear about a separation between the mayor or council and the administration. So I don't want to set any precedents there. So the best I could do is, in the interim, if we can't find an interim city manager, is to get a report once a week or more often if it's necessary from the department heads on what they're doing and how things are going and what heads up, and then I can inform the rest of the council of what's going on.
City Clerk Kathy O'Rear filled in as acting manager during Petersburg's last search in the second half of 2007, but Dwyer says he won't ask that of the clerk again. The city's charter prohibits the council or mayor from giving orders on any administrative matters to a city employee other than the city manager. Councillor Lee Corio suggests hiring a temporary manager from a list of candidates provided by the Alaska Municipal League and says it should be someone from out of town who fills that role.
I'm not personally in favor of having a local person in that position at this time because I think it's a political hot potato, and I don't think it would best serve their own personal interests, even if they were willing to do it. Neither do I believe it would serve the best interests of the city. I think we need someone who is qualified and is willing to help us in this way.
Mayor Dwyer says he's open to Corio's idea, but thinks it will be hard to find someone willing to come to Petersburg for the interim job.
Because of the what's been going on here in town, and the perception that other people have of us right now is pretty low. So it's going to be hard to get somebody, but you know, I'm not giving up. But I've got a few ideas, and I'm sure the council has a few ideas. But whatever we do, of course, the majority of the council would have to approve of that.
The city will be paying to buy out the remainder of the contract with the current city manager. Dwyer expects that could be around $79,000 to part ways with city manager Rich Underkoffler. The city will also end up paying for an interim manager and the costs of a search for a new permanent manager. Corio says it's necessary for the city to pay those costs.
The bottom line is that, yeah, it's probably going to cost us between $120,000 and $140,000 total between the severance package, which was a part of his contract, and the search. I was aware of these facts before. I didn't do it without these matters taken in consideration. But what I saw was that we would be back at the same place again somewhere down the road because he refused to work with the majority.
Corio says he'd like to start the search for a new permanent manager as soon as possible and thinks the council will be able to find a new manager that the full council can support. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.